Superstition on the Air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we offer you another playlet in a series designed to disclose the origin of popular superstitions. This one deals with the belief that knocking on wood will prevent misfortune occurring to us when we make a prediction.
Hello, Bob. So you're back at last. How did the conference turn out?
Great, Sanders. I've got Ryan and company just where I want them. I hope...
What are you rapping on your desk for?
Knock on wood and be on the safe side. That's my motto. After all, that deal hasn't gone through yet, you know.
Well, do you think that knocking on wood will help?
Oh, it'll keep away those well-known evil spirits.
Not truthfully, Bob. You don't believe that, do you?
Well, yes and no. What do you think, old man?
Well, for my part, Bob, I don't believe that band of Tartars knew what it was all about when they started that superstition.
Tartars?
Yes. They're the ones who started that belief in knocking on wood to keep away evil spirits.
You don't say. Why, I was always under the impression that it began after the crucifixion.
No, no. It's quite pagan in its origin. In fact, if I remember correctly, it started in Asia. Let's see, about 1,000 years before the Christ.
That's news to me.
Now, if I can just clear these cobwebs out of my mind, I'll try and piece that story together. An old lama told it to me when I was traveling in Asia some years ago. I have it. There was a fellow by the name of Timur, who was the son of old Mogu, the chieftain of a Tartar tribe. His tribe had constantly been defeated in battle by a beast of a fellow named Caillou. This Caillou was a braggart and a merciless tyrant, and he had cut up Timur's band so badly that only a fragment of it remained.
That Caillou reminds me of some of our Wall Street czars.
Yeah, rather. But anyway, Caillou had the idea that he was a god, and so he decided to smash the images of his people's gods and set himself up in their stead.
He must have been an egotistical brute.
Yes, he was. One day, Timur happened to get caught in a terrible storm while he was in the mountains, and from the crackling and rumbling of the thunder, he conceived an idea. He made his way down to his camp and hurried into his father's temple, where all the people were gathered in fear of the storm and were chanting prayers to appease what they believed was the wrath of the gods, and...
Father, Father, the gods have inspired me with a marvelous thought.
What is it, Timur, my son?
They have shown me the way to victory against the beast Caillou.
How, Timur?
Do you see how the people crouch in fear at the fury of the gods? Well, if our people fear, then do other men fear also. So if I can imitate that dreadful rumbling of the gods, I can frighten Caillou and his band and lead our people to victory.
Splendid, my son. The gods have inspired thee. We must find a way to do this. Listen, my people, to the words of Timur. The gods have given him great wisdom.
Silence! Timur speaks.
My people, do not fear the thunder of the gods. They have raised this dreadful din, only that we may awaken and discover from them a way to defeat Caillou and his warriors.
Nay, the gods are displeased with us, Timur. The heavens are black with their wrath.
Nay, they do but rumble to frighten away the evil ones and to give us wisdom. We must find implements with which to imitate the sound of the fury of the gods, so that we may strike terror into Caillou and his band. Help me, my people.
Yea, Timor. Tell us what we must do.
We must find some object that will give forth the rumbling tone of the gods. Here, let us try this vessel. Nay, it is too flat.
Will this cataphract do, Timor, my son?
Nay, father. But wait, why not the hollowed trunk of a tree? There is one by the fire pit. Chan, Meng, go and bring it here at once. We will try that.
Yea, Timor. We will fetch it to you.
Now then, I will cut a piece of this tough tiger skin for my tunic and wrap a stone in it.
Why do you do that, Timor?
This stone, father, wrapped securely in the skin of the tiger, I will strike and roll across the trunk of the tree, and then...
Yea, Timor, my son. I understand. And that will reproduce the thunder and the rumble of the gods, will it not?
I hope, father, that you are right.
Here, we have brought the hollow tree trunk, Timor.
Well done. Now then, listen as I strike it with this stone.
Success! The gods are with us. It is like the fury of the gods themselves.
At last, my people, victory shall be ours. Listen carefully. We will attack Caillou at once. Bora, Chan, Meng, you three gather all the youngest boys and old men who are no longer of use in combat. Have them prepare more trees and stones as we march.
Yay, Timor, yay!
Warriors, take up your arms. We will go to the camp of Caillou, followed by the boys and old men beating upon the tree trunks and imitating the thunder and rumbles of the gods. That will strike terror into the hearts of our enemies, and they will not be able to resist us.
Wise, Timor! Hey! To our courageous leader!
Now, onward to the camp of the murderous Caillou!
We follow, Timor, to the camp of the beast Caillou! The gods are with us!
I am the great Caillou, thy ruler, thy god. What are these gods before me? Have I not told you to tear them down, destroy them?
But Caillou, why would you destroy the gods?
They have done nothing for the people, foolish priest. It is I who have gained for you more grazing lands and added to your flocks and hundredfold. I have brought you riches and victory. You shall worship me. Tear down these images. They are but wood.
Nay, you cannot do this thing, Caillou. Go, leave the temple of the god.
What? I will show you. There! God of the flux, perish. And now you shall see how mighty is the great Caillou. Behold, I will destroy this image of the sun god, and upon his pedestal you shall rear an image of me.
Caillou! Caillou, stay thy hand! Art thou mad? Thou wilt bring disaster on thy people and thyself. 'Tis blasphemy! Stop!
What? You dare to interfere with me, you dog of a priest? There!
Ow!
How does my knife feel in your fat neck?
Stay, stay, Caillou. You will bring the wrath of the gods upon us.
It's too late. Caillou has killed the high priest.
Thus perish all those who turn against me, the powerful Caillou.
Woe unto us. The vengeance of the gods will fall upon us.
Caillou! Timor and his band are attacking us, and we are unarmed.
All the warriors!
No, it is too late, Caillou. Timor is upon us. Oh, let us flee. Let us flee. All is lost. The gods have forsaken us.
Onward, my comrades. Spare not one of Caillou's band. Kill! Kill!
Victory is ours! Hail to Timor! Hail! Hail! Hail!
And so, because they won that battle and many others after that, Timor and his people believed that by knocking on wood, they had frightened the evil spirits away and had ensured themselves of success in their undertakings. He then bade them to hang pieces of the tree trunks by the doors of their dwellings and to knock upon the wood before entering, so that if evil spirits lurked within, they would be frightened away by the noise of the gods. And down through the ages has come to us the superstition that whenever we make a prediction, knock wood, so the evil spirits won't hear us. Not much sense in it, is there?
Well, what do you mean, no sense in it? After all, you'll have to admit it was the knocking on wood that gave them the victory.
Certainly not. Don't you realize that the knocking on the tree trunks probably wasn't even heard by the other band? For when Timur and his followers fell upon them, they already were in a panic of terror from the blasphemy of Caillou when he murdered the high priest and shattered the idols. Besides, Timur caught them unprepared and immediately did away with Caillou, their leader. So you see, Timur and his band would have won anyway.
That's right, but I... By Jove, it's getting late. 3 o'clock, and no word from the Ryan people. Oh, I hope our deal goes through.
After all I've told you, Bob, there you go, knocking wood again.
Well, I'm not taking any chances.
Hello?
That you, Bob?
Yes?
This is Freeman. Ryan Company has definitely called off all negotiations with your firm. Sorry, old man.
Well, I'll be... The deal's off.
Too bad, Bob. Knocking on wood didn't help any after all, did it?
The deal fell through, but nevertheless, Bob still believes in knocking on wood and taking no chances. Ladies and gentlemen, the playlet that you've just heard is another in the series entitled The Origin of Superstitions. Au revoir, and good luck to you. Thank you.